Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Before we kick on, I wanted to take a quick moment to look back at the news that landed in from the US Embassy on Monday relating to those looking to apply for certain visas for America. This is of particular concern to those who are looking to travel on J-1s. So just to remind you, because you might have heard bits and pieces, but just here's exactly what the notice said. And I'm quoting. It says, the US Department of State is committed to protecting our nation and our citizens by upholding the highest standards of national security and public safety through our visa process. A US visa is a privilege, not a right. We use all available information in our visa screening and vetting to identify visa applicants who are inadmissible to the United States, including those who pose a threat to US national security. Under new guidance, we will conduct a comprehensive and thorough vetting, including online presence of all students and exchange visitor applicants in the F, M and J non-immigrant classifications. To facilitate this vetting, all applicants for the F, M and J non-immigrant visas will be instructed to adjust the privacy settings on all of their social media platforms to public. Visa applicants are required to list all social media usernames or handles of every platform they have used of the last 5 years on the DS-160 application form. Applicants certify that the information in their visa application is true and correct before they sign and submit. Omitting social media information could lead to visa denial and ineligibility for future visas. There's a lot to unpack. But Labour leader Ivana Bacik addressed the Dáil on this matter on Tuesday.
Thousands of young Irish people work in the US on J-1 visas. I've done it myself, a happy summer in Boston many years ago. And generally, it's a very positive experience. But things have changed drastically under US President Trump with the recent authoritarian announcement that students will have to hand over social media accounts. We're watching a major incursion on freedom of expression, unthinkable in a Western democracy. This week, a young Norwegian tourist detained by ICE at Newark Airport and sent back to Oslo. Why? He had this meme on his phone, Minister. A meme depicting Vice President JD Vance as a baby. I mean, extraordinary. Extraordinary. That a young person with this amusing meme on their phone depicting a public person, that this would be used as an excuse to detain him for 5 hours and then deport him back to Oslo. So, Minister, I welcome the Taoiseach's commitment to raise this serious issue with the US Ambassador. But as the Line Minister for Issuing Visas, what can you do to reassure young people here who hope
Minister
to travel
O'Callaghan.
To the US on a J-1 visa
Minister
but are fearful
O'Callaghan.
Of this
Time
treatment?
Is up, Deputy.
Yeah, that's Labour leader Ivana Bacik speaking in the Dáil on Tuesday about the changes to the visa application process. Now, this poses issues on a few fronts. So firstly, it's unnerving no matter what way you spin it. Secondly, having public social media platforms brings a whole host of risks and concerns. Obviously, anyone can see the information on a public profile. So if you are going to do this to comply with the embassy, you might want to take a quick look around at the information that is going to be public. This is something that I'd say quite often anyway on a whole host of different issues, but it's always a good idea to do a bit of a social media audit on yourself and your kids. Go through your profiles and clean them up. Delete posts, unfollow pages, unlike certain posts. It's also worth going through the content that's on your phone. Go through your WhatsApp chats and images that have been sent or received or screenshot that now live on your phone. Make sure you go through the checks. And also keep in mind that it's a joke or it was sent to me, just won't fly. This is unfortunate and uncomfortable and sad. But it is the way it is at the moment. And I do hope if you're traveling to the States over the next little while, it goes smoothly for you. I would love to hear from any of you who've been over there in the last number of weeks. I was there in May, so last month with Kieran on the hard shoulder. And my experience was totally fine. We flew in from Toronto to Boston And I think I mentioned it on the show at the time, but we were all apprehensive about going through the immigration process when we landed from Toronto in Boston. We had spoken about it before we left Toronto. We all had media visas. We had equipment with us to show that we were recording a radio show or broadcasting there. We had return flights booked. We'd done all the things and we were still nervous. And we were waved through with a smile. The person, the man who was on the desk, couldn't have been friendlier. He was really chatty. He waved us in with a have a good day. So I think every experience will differ. But let me know how you have found it, particularly in the last few weeks. You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. But on to something a little bit more cheery now. School is out for the summer. And I know from my nieces and nephews that activities are key to keep everybody entertained and sane, from long walks and picnics to holidays and big days out. Over the coming weeks, I'm going to have little bits and pieces, techie bits and pieces, to keep everybody in the family entertained over the summer. And the first is Zero Latency, which is a very cool looking company that is based here in Dublin. And I'm delighted to say that Susanna Murphy of Zero Latency is with me now. Tell me a little bit about Zero Latency.
Cool. So Zero Latency is a venue that I suppose anyone can come to have fun with friends, family, co-workers. It definitely takes you out of your comfort zone. And I think that's why people keep coming back to play more of our experiences.
Just explain for those, because I've been familiar with you guys for the last while, but just explain the concept. When you drive up to one of the venues, what exactly are you going in for?
Okay, cool. I might even backtrack a tiny bit and say that my husband and I went on honeymoon to Tokyo in 2016 and total non-gamers. I remember playing the Amiga 500 with my brother. That's kind of the extent of my gaming. When we were in Tokyo, we played this experience called Zero Latency. And honestly, it blew me away. My jaw was on the floor afterwards. And Ronan, my husband, in pure Ronan and entrepreneurship fashion, said, we've got to bring this to Dublin. It's just awesome. And I think the feeling that I had after I played it was just that feeling you have after an experience where you just want all your mates to do it also, and to have that incredible experience with you. So Zero Latency is a 200 square meter space. It's 10 meters by 20 meters, huge warehouse space where you're inside a game, essentially, inside an experience. You've got a headset on your head, pretty lightweight now because the technology has come so far forward. You're inside with up to eight of your mates and walking around through these worlds, trying to solve puzzles or shoot zombies or, you know, try and rack up points in shooting drones in the sky. So there's a couple of different experiences, but I think everyone leaving there kind of goes, wow, like, what did I just do? It takes a few minutes to get back to kind of being back in Sandyford or in Swords. So just a really cool experience for anyone.
I have obviously tested out VR. I've played some VR games. It is an experience that it does take a few minutes, as you said there, initially to get acclimatized to it and then in the aftermath. Do you have to be an experienced gamer to get the value of it? Or could you be like yourself and your husband and just go in and get it within a matter of minutes?
Honestly, like I can't express how much of a non-gamer I am. When we were in Tokyo, I kind of thought, okay, I'll try VR. I worked in a tech company, so I like the idea of innovative tech, but it blew me away. And we have so many corporates that come through Zero Latency, whether it's for a team building event where it's like very strategic games, we put them into different strategic experiences or kind of team-based stuff. And honestly, I feel like I see the same people walk through the door, kind of their head a little bit low going, what am I doing? And they walk out like just raving about it. And that's what I love. It's for absolutely everyone. Even, you know, my dad actually, who's 83, played, and like, he was just blown away. And I love that. I think that's why we were so excited to bring it to Dublin, because we knew that everyone, you know, everyone that played would love it. It's so hard to explain the concept of it and explain how incredible it is. You really have to try it.
You mentioned there that, you know, for team bonding and the corporates coming through, a lot of people would have done, say, escape rooms, for example. So is it similar to that? And when you go in, you're playing as a team and you're working as a team rather than just sort of standing all together and playing individual role-playing games?
Yeah, and I think you've hit something there, Jess, because people have played VR, whether it's like, you know, on the walkway in Spain or, you know, like put a headset on their heads. And I think this is far different. This is social. This is getting, you know, when we have groups of 60 to 70 come in and they all play different experiences, whether it is virtual reality escape rooms, which I wasn't that excited about until I played it, like really, really cool. Like there's some incredible things, incredible tricks that happen in those virtual reality escape rooms, right through to kind of team building experiences where you have to defuse a bomb and one person is in VR. The rest of them have like paper in front of them trying to figure out how this person in VR is going to defuse the bomb. So we've had tons of corporates come through. And what I love seeing is, you know, that we would have, let's say, one sales team from one of the tech companies come in. And then suddenly every week we have more and more of the different sales teams, whether it's the Nordics or the French team. And we love seeing that because we see so much repeat custom from corporates. We love having them in and they definitely see the value in it.
I know from looking at the website that you do things like kids summer camps, which is obviously very, very relevant at the moment with kids finishing for the summer. You also do birthday parties and all the rest. Talk to me about the offering for the children.
Yeah, brilliant. Funnily enough, when we went, again, I'm going to talk about Tokyo, when we went into that that venue in Tokyo, it was all adults. So honestly, we thought we're going to bring it back to Dublin for adults. It's an adult game, you know, certainly older teenager game. But the Irish market absolutely love experiences. And certainly, like, we have kids ourselves. So we have a seven-year-old who's just, he hasn't got a console yet, but he's definitely so eager to do new things. And zero latency has lent itself so well to that. We're flat out with birthday parties, kind of Friday, Saturday and Sunday, kind of 6 weeks, we've booked up 6 weeks in advance. And I think the reason parents want their kids to go to this this birthday party is that it's just completely different, but it's also incredibly social. You know, all the kids are getting together, they're having fun, there's party rooms, you know, they're getting pizza, the cake, just, you know, it's just all in one 2-hour party.
From what are the ages that it's suitable from?
So we've had to really think about it because we had said initially from age 10, then the tech became so lightweight that we said, well, we could probably go down to 9 or 8. Now we have additional experiences within our zero latency venue where we can take from ages 7, 8, 9 and 10.
From a business point of view, how did you go about firstly finding locations that would be suitable and then also determining, you know, the headsets that you use, the titles that you offer and so on?
Yes, that's, I think Ronan and I are constantly changing things up, constantly looking at what's new. So we have introduced a load of different experiences with kids in mind, with corporates in mind, with families in mind. So we do want to cater. I suppose we see so many of those walk through the door from Monday to Sunday, and we want to cater to those and change it up as much as we can. So new titles are coming out, new experiences like the VR escape room, which is absolutely brilliant, to then console games for kids. I mean, the smaller kids absolutely love consoles, mm-hmm. you know, and coming in and playing together across 3 screens, 12 of them playing together is just their dream. And then they get a bit of VR as well. They get a taste of VR. You know, for those younger guys, it's just great. And I think, you know, sorry, so back to your question about from the business point of view. Yeah, I think we've iterated on what we're doing in the last 6 years. And we've had to do that. We've had to change with the times. We've had to put in quite a huge capital investment into new headsets, when we opened 2019, we had an Alienware PC in a backpack on customers' backs, you know, so super heavy. The headset was quite heavy, and even the earphones are quite heavy. And now it's completely lightweight. It's inside out tracking. So we've had to move with the times and also make those investments.
you know, from an insurance point of view, this is something that we hear quite a bit of, particularly around communion and confirmation season when it comes to bouncy castles and all the rest. Has that been a challenge for you guys?
Actually, we've been extremely lucky. Ronan has another business, an outdoor business, Footy, up in Ballinasconey. And we actually pay less insurance for zero latency because because of the technology, you're not going to hit a wall, or certainly not going to hit easily. So because it's such a huge space and there's a buffer of 1 to 2 meters between the physical wall and what the virtual reality wall would look like, it's near impossible to walk into that wall. You get alarm in your headset. You'll then, go to black and white so that you can see in real life. So the technology has just come so far that it is incredibly safe.
You mentioned that you've got a location in Sandyford and you've got one in Swords. Is there plans or is there scope for opening other locations around the country?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think this is going so well. And I think our Monday to Friday, which is 5 full days, which is really corporates, that's where we want to focus our I suppose our energy. So if we are looking at a number of markets within Ireland, and I think what the most important thing to us is there a corporate hub there? And that's something we're looking at. So certainly we are hoping to expand.
The headsets you mentioned, the technology is constantly evolving. Are you always on the lookout for whether it's, AR glasses or goggles or whatever it may be to try and incorporate the new technologies as they're evolving?
Yes, we're constantly looking at it. I think what we're, you know, we'll go, Ronan and I will go over to conferences to see what the newest tech is, virtual reality and AR offerings are, what's out there. But we're extremely careful about what we choose, quite honestly. Like, tech is definitely evolving extremely quickly. But there are tech issues with those newest that newest hardware. So we always need to be extremely sure that it's something that is extremely reliable and from an operations point of view is going to be, something that our team can troubleshoot quickly for customers.
The business or the space of attracting those corporate clients that you mentioned, even the kids' birthday parties, it is a competitive space. How have you found the marketing of the business and the attracting those corporate clients in particular so that they do come back time and again?
Yeah, great question. There are a lot of offerings now in Dublin, and honestly, we're delighted to see it. I think Irish people want to do stuff. And actually, it's such a multicultural city now. And I think we're not as far forward as London or other, large cities across Europe. And we need more things to do in this city and in the country. I think there's space for all of us, truthfully. And I think the more offerings that are out there, the more people will want to choose something cool to do at the weekend. And that's certainly something, we're proud of the offering that we have. We're proud that we're constantly evolving that offering to our markets. So it doesn't really scare us much. We think it's a great thing.
Yeah, well, look, it is a fantastic offering, and it's great to see that you are catering to the kids. And as you said there, there's the younger kids as well. You do have summer camps. Are they completely sold out now, or is there still an opportunity for parents to get a session in?
So the ones that are closest to us now are sold or almost sold out, but there are definitely some left in at the end of July and August. It's such a lovely group of people. I think they're all very like-minded. All the kids that come to those camps, and there's just a, it's extreme. It's extremely social. It's not you don't have a VR headset on for the entire camp. You're playing experiences together, and then some console games, and then also just hanging out. And I think that's where the magic happens, I think, in those camps. This is the second year of running the camps, and they're definitely something that we just love offering.
Well, it does sound like such a cool offering. I'll have to go down at some stage over the summer and give it a go. But for the moment, Susanna Murphy of Zero Latency, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thank you. Thanks, Jess.
If you have any recommendations of techie things to keep the kids and yourself entertained over the summer, please do drop me an email, techtalk@newstalk.com. And speaking of the email address, when we come back here on News Talk, I'll answer your tech questions.